PFAS are harmful forever chemicals that can turn up in drinking water. The U.S. Geological Survey reports almost half of tap water in the country contains them. They come from common household products, and you may have heard stories about the extent of PFAS in firefighting foam. A new study finds some home water filtration systems are reasonably effective at removing PFAS. WHYY Zoe Reed joins us to talk about what's available. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
Zoe, to be clear, PFAS have been linked to some cancers, some developmental delays in kids and other conditions, and there are no federal regulations for the amount of PFAS that can safely be in drinking water. Do I have that right?
That's right. Though some states like New Jersey and most recently Pennsylvania have implemented their own standards, the EPA actually has put forth a proposal to put in regulations for PFAS in drinking water. But until then, some states have implemented their own standards.
Okay. And while this is being sorted out, consumers are finding ways to filter out PFAS, or most of them, at home. What has this new study revealed about home filtration that can be helpful to our listeners?
Yes, so the Environmental Working Group tested 10 different types of countertop filters on one tap to see how effective they were at eliminating PFAS. And they found 4 countertop filters, including 3 pitcher filters, the standard ones that are in a jug on your countertop, they were pretty effective at eliminating PFAS almost to non-detectable levels, and one came pretty close. Most of these focus on a technology called granular activated carbon.
What is granular activated carbon?
In the most simplest of terms, it's basically a black carbon material that absorbs contaminants like PFAS.
Well, Zoe, tell us a little bit about some of the granular activated carbon systems.
Yeah, so let's talk about the pitcher filters. These are the most affordable up front. They cost about $20, $25. But the lifespan is very, very short. So you're going to have to change your filter frequently, and that's going to cost you more money over time. But if you keep that up, they are pretty good at eliminating PFAS.
What about like things you can mount? I've seen those in kitchens.
Yeah, so there are faucet systems that mount. They are similar to the pitchers. They cost about $20 initially. However, they too have a short lifespan. And so you might spend about $200 a year just to maintain that.
And then hiding things under the sink, that's nice and handy, right?
Yes, there are actually 2 different kinds of filters. One goes on the countertop and one that goes underneath. The ones that go above the countertop usually last about 3 years or so. So that is always a good option if you don't think you can change your filter out frequently. If you want to conceal something and not have something bulky in your kitchen, then the undersink filters might be the way to go.
Very good. Now, what about, there's an entirely different system that you've reported on, the reverse osmosis. What does that encompass?
Reverse osmosis is more effective at eliminating all types of PFAS. And in this process, it uses a membrane that lets the water through, but it prevents contaminants from entering the membrane. The pitcher type filters are best for certain types of PFAS. You may have heard of PFOA and PFOS. But there are other types of PFAS that are a little bit harder to eliminate. And for those types of PFAS, the reverse osmosis system is going to do a better job. These systems can cost hundreds of dollars, though, and they also cost a few hundred dollars a year for maintenance.
All right. How about some quick, helpful tips when looking for a system to suit one's household?
The most important thing is to understand the lifespan of the filter that you buy. PFAS is not forgiving whatsoever. So you want to keep up to date with your maintenance to ensure that PFAS doesn't seep through your water. The other thing you want to do when browsing for a filter system is check the labels, see if they actually say that they eliminate PFAS, and find out which system works best for you. You know, if you want to spend a little upfront, the pitcher filters might be the way to go. If you know that you can keep up with the maintenance, if you have the budget for it, you might want a more expensive filtration system that targets more PFAS. And finally, if you live in a rural area on a private well, you might want to invest in a reverse osmosis system because you may have other kinds of contaminants from farming practices and fertilizer that gets in your water.
are most filtration systems supposed to block PFAS?
Actually, most of these systems were not made to eliminate PFAS. They were really made to eliminate things like chlorine, and they can also reduce contaminants like small amounts of lead. There are scientists who are working really hard to create new types of filtration systems that target PFAS specifically.
Well, very helpful. Thank you, Zoe Reed. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.